We'll stand out of pledge. Joe, have a prayer, and we'll get through this as best we can. Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and thank you for a new year to do the bidding of the town. Please lead, guide, and direct us, that everything we do be pleasing in your eyes. This I ask in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, if y'all had a second look over everything, we'll get with it. We'll need a motion for the minutes.
Second.
Got a motion and a second from Jimmy. All in favor?
Aye.
Y'all look over the expenditures last month.
Make a motion, we pay them.
Got a motion from Joe, a second from Melissa to pay the bills. She done paid them one time, but she didn't. All in favor?
Aye.
So everybody decided in the community about a new Mexican restaurant, but you can't eat Mexican without drinking beer, so they need the alcohol license approved for us to give them a letter to send to on up the chain. So I need a motion to...
I make a motion.
I got a motion from Jimmy to approve the alcohol license for Roberto's Mexican Grill, and I got a second from...
Me.
Keith. Like I say, Hunter's done spoke to everybody about the, we just need a motion to adjust the pay on the police department salary.
Second.
Got a motion from Joe, a second from Melissa. All in favor?
Aye.
Chief Prison down front and center.
So back in November, Officer Young here responded to a call where an apparent overdose had happened. During that time, he administered Narcan. He breathed for the subject and made sure the CPR was done at the appropriate times. Due to that, the subject ended up living, and so I nominated him for a life-saving award through the American Police Hall of Fame. After doing such, they sent me the following letter. Says, it is my pleasure to inform you that you've been awarded the life-saving award of the National Awards Program of the American Police Hall of Fame. Our staff members join me in commending you for your valor and service and professionalism in an emergency situation. Displays your dedication to serve the public, your selfless act saved a human life, and your actions should be recognized. The diligence and bravery you exhibited sets an admirable standard for all to follow. So with that being said, I'd like to present this plaque to Officer Young for awarding him a job well done.
Thank you.
Good job.
And don't leave till this is done, and Hunter and y'all he'll get y'all's picture.
Yeah.
Before y'all hear me, Hunter?
Yes.
Yeah, tell them don't leave. He'll get y'all's picture. All right. Next on the agenda is to approve the fee for the professional services for the fire department grant in the amount of 6.25% of the federal share of the grant award. If the grant is awarded, the fee must be paid to the grant fund and will be due within full of 30 days from the date the grant is awarded. Anybody got any questions?
Make a motion, we approve it.
Got a motion.
Second.
I got a second. Joe made a motion. Key seconded it, and all in favor. Like I say, I thought this would have been done, but I've been working on it for about 3 months. So the storm drain repair is $1,400 to have those storm drains repaired over at Taylor Ridge.
Make a motion to repair.
Got a motion to repair. I got a second from Key. All in favor? Next on the agenda is the lease for the Flowood Health Care Authority or Atrium Health Care for the ambulance.
Make a motion.
For the rent or the use of the space over at the fire hall for the ambulance for 2 years at the same rate.
Make a motion.
Got a motion from Joe, a second from Lisa. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm gonna run through the remarks one more time, just so sewer projects, I feel like it's on course myself. I mean, they was here the day they said they'd be here, and they worked every day. It ain't been pouring rain or since they've been here. Brian's been.
Believe they've been working in some bad weather.
Yeah, they are really in cold and bad weather. They work. I think every day they took. I think he was in here Friday after the Christmas. I think. So that's on go. Like I say, y'all need to get with Susan about the league conference. The rebuild Alabama annual report. I read it a while ago. We didn't have anything expenditures from that rebuild Alabama act last year from 10-1 to 9-30.
Need to vote on that other? Proclamation?
No.
New vision.
Do what?
New vision.
Yeah, we ain't got there yet. I'm on the rebuild. Yeah, and the new vision. So which one? So the full page is $17.95, and they'll do the other page. Am I right? Because we're a platinum member, they do one and we do. We've always did the other.
And that's a two-page spread.
And that's a two-page spread. They pay for one, we pay for the other.
$17.95.
Yeah, I make a motion. Accept.
Yeah, if anything changes, we got time to adjust it. But from what I'm reading, and she'll call me, I promise, $17.95 will be the for the two-year ad. Make a motion.
Make a motion.
Keep it a motion.
So you might. So we got a motion from
second.
Keith and a second from Jimmy.
Aye.
You just called me Jimmy.
That's what I said.
Y'all acting a lot.
Pretty good.
And I read the human trafficking. It's a proclamation. We really ain't got to vote on it, but if y'all want to vote on it, we will. But it don't have to be voted on. It's a proclamation. It had to be read.
I have signed it then.
This one ain't in color. I don't like the way it looks anymore.
That's what they said.
Golly.
I know. I tried to fix
it.
Trying to save ink.
State probably ain't got a color printer. Y'all didn't have nothing? Fire didn't have nothing? Clerk didn't have nothing? Anybody else got anything? Anybody got anything to say?
She does.
Yes, sir.
He got some.
Go ahead, tell. No, but tell them what from now on.
Name and address, please.
Oh, Kenneth Engel, 190 Hembos Island Street. The new coffee shop.
Yep.
They are parking so close to the road that you can't see the traffic coming from the right.
When you're pulling out.
Okay.
And I've got close to being hit twice.
I know Wesley, I'll call him. I think he'll for me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'll call Wesley. I know him.
I don't know if they're parking on the right of way.
I'm sure. I think the right of way probably goes all the way up to close to that building like the rest of them around here. But I'll call Wesley. I mean, we'll probably.
Well, I don't think it's the people that own it. I think it's the customers.
Well, I can get him. Maybe he needs to put a sign out there. That'll.
Or some cones or something, maybe.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'll get them to do that. do what?
And that's the same thing.
What was you going to say?
Basically the same thing you were saying.
Oh.
Talking to the property owners.
And yeah, and like I say, you be here tomorrow. You be.
Yeah.
We'll do. I will do. I'll be down here. Yeah, I'll be. I'm working in Leesburg tomorrow. So we'll ride by there, or I'll ride by there. I can call Wesley to do that. It won't be no big deal. I'll take care of it. I mean, I'll talk to him. Maybe we can get him to put a sign up out there.
Yeah, with that turn lane, the parking so close, you can't. If it's a little bitty car, it's just not a problem.
Right.
But if they get a.
Well, he's got a big jacked up truck. If he parks out there, it can be a problem. But yeah, I'll speak to Wesley. Anybody else? One more.
Has there been any activity on the land across the street?
There was some.
Hold on.
She needs name and address.
Larry Milgate, 130 Taylor Ridge Road.
What was your question?
The plan across the street that's for sale. Is there any activity on it?
So, it's in real estate.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't realize that building sits right in the middle of the city, but it's a county. It's in the county. It's not in the city. So the county has an IDA board, Industrial Development Authority, which we have somebody from Leesburg that sits on that board. And it's sort of like They're working on it all the time to attract. We have a piece of property. It's 40 acres behind our building, 30 acres, 29 and something, that is site ready to build on. They've got it to work on, and they work on that. So they were some stuff working, but nothing. The IDA board may be working on something, and till they reach almost an agreement, we don't really know about it, and then we'll go in and have a meeting. But as of right now, I know of anything that's working right now. But it is in real estate.
Yeah.
And I heard that they'd be willing to take, if you knew somebody wanted to invest and build something, that they'd be interested in breaking the green, the grass past the gate, that they'd be interested in selling some of the property outside the fence. Now, whether that's true, I haven't spoke to real estate. I have sent a few people to real estate to talk to them.
Did they move all the equipment out of
it? Is. I don't know if it's all gone. They was breaking it down and moving it out.
It's cleaned out.
It is cleaned up, they said. So all those. I knew they were taking it and moving it to different spots. So, yeah, I didn't know.
Was that an indefinite thing? I know when they annexed that out of the city.
That's a good question. I'd love to know, too. I'd love to have it back.
I mean,
we can't annex it unless every property owner that's in that group agrees to sign it. And
there's not that many of them, though.
Huh?
There's not that many of them.
Well, it goes all the way over to.
And they talk about coming back over.
You talking about property owners?
Yes.
We connect it all the way around, so it's just a problem.
Well, I mean, but all those that are inside that.
Everybody's in it. Everybody's in the city. Well, all but the.
The ones on Hopkins Road.
Yeah. Well, the house is, Bronze House is.
The old house? Where
Bronze house is in the city, and the other house is not.
The other house is out.
Yeah.
I thought Bronze house was out of the city limits. That's why Bill had to move over there.
It's out of the city. Bronze house is in the city. It's crazy how it ruins. Remember, because Bronze ran for city council.
Yeah.
So Bronze is in, and the other one's out. It's crazy how the line run. But we'd love to have something in it. But yeah, we would love to. But as of right now, I know anything that. As of right now.
I wish we could annex it in right now.
That's what's one of.
But I don't think Parkdale would entertain that.
We think if it sold, change hands, contracted it, that wouldn't be.
It might look. Anybody got anything?
Send that to your lawyer.
Make a motion, adjourn.
I love it.
Second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.